time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I don't normally blame the media on anything political, but this year seems very different from anything I've seen in politics. The obvious is the coverage of Donald Trump. Turn on any news program for the last 6 months and it's been nothing but free advertising for the Donald. He came out of the box saying offensive and inaccurate things and the media covered it. They didn't call him on it. They didn't correct it. They repeated it over and over again. Oh, plenty of pundits put their own spin on it, but they came with agenda in hand. If this had been a poor man running on a third-party line, the media would have listened, called him a kook, and not given him mainstream coverage. People like Trump are always running for president. Ross Perot ran against Clinton and Bush, had a ton of personal money, and was covered. But look at your sample ballot and see how many people are running that you've never even heard of. Why is that? We have a two-party system in America. Two outsiders chose to run this year, and they are Trump and Sanders. Trump registered recently as a Republican, but has also been a Democrat. Sanders has famously been an independent from his home state all of his political career. You've heard me say many times over the years that for me, it's America first and then the Democratic Party. I mean that. But when it comes to presidential races, you have to pick one. The reason is simple. Almost all of our representatives run as one party or the other. At the convention, a party platform will be written. This allows all of us to have an idea of the direction the administration will take us and what kind of political backing he or she will have. It's not just the person, it's also the party. You only have to look at the obstruction tactics the Republicans have used against this president to see how little has gotten accomplished. Even mundane, neutral issues have not been addressed because the Republican Party would rather do nothing than have President Obama look successful. If you think I'm making this up, look at what the Senate leadership of the Republican Party said on the day he was sworn in. Given this, can you imagine what a president who is from neither party could accomplish? Even less than this Congress has done. Donald Trump is a third-party candidate running as a Republican. We don't know what he would do or who would back him. Besides that, he is ignorant of the office, the awful responsibility of the office, and the government he would serve. I find many of the same traits in Bernie Sanders. He's been a Democrat for a year and has no loyalty to the party. He is also a third-party candidate running as a major party member. At least he is smart and has political experience. He has caucused with the Democrats over the years, so we at least have a record to judge. To me, that makes him a legitimate candidate and can be taken seriously. The person in this office has their finger on the nuclear button. Think about that. Regarding the homeless situation at Pelco Marsh, where is the Coastal Commission in this? I've never seen this addressed. Most of us can't mow our lawn without permission. Just wondering. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.